up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. Pastor James Levesque, want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And wow, what a week we're having here in the Northeast. Join us. I'll be here one more night in West Haven, Connecticut tonight. And then I head out. But the conference continues. But I want you to join me. Today, July 15th, the devotion is Evil Companions. Scriptures found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Stop fooling yourselves. Evil companions will corrupt good morals and character. You cannot surround yourself with disgruntled, disenfranchised people and think that it won't rub off on you. At some point, you're going to have to address your social circle and stop giving the most time to people who are pulling you down. And hear this. Evil companions can be absolutely other Christians. We may all admire Jesus, but we don't follow him the same. Good morals won't always win. What kind of people are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you being corrupted by? It may be time to stop wearing the guise of the close friend when you're only there to listen to gossip and grumblings and take out their trash. If you have issues in your heart towards something or someone, think about whose bitterness or anger you might pick up on and address that. Your morals need to be protected and preserved. Further conversation, Engaging Heaven. Who are the top five people you spend the most time around? Have they had a positive or negative impact on your attitudes and morals? I feel like this is such a good message. You really do become who you spend the most time with. I remember people get saved and they never would change their friendship circle. And, you know, then they start telling themselves, well, you know, I'm almost like spending time with them to win them to the Lord, you know? And every time it would infect them negatively, especially as a new Christian. You have to be careful who you're spending your time with. I remember a season of my life where I was looking around at the top five people I spent the most time with. And I remember looking at their life going, this is not who I want to be around. I don't want to be around people that are not pursuing God, going after heaven, honoring the Lord with their life. And I remember I changed my cell phone and my number. I changed everything, just hit a reset on everything. And a lot of the people that were in my life before just didn't have access to me. They just couldn't get to me. And it was more because of me. Like, I wanted to change my circle, my social circle. I wanted to make a difference, not only in my life, but the life of others. And I realized who I was spending time with was negatively affecting that. And so, you know, we all have friends, we all have people in our life, and we really need to make sure that they're in a healthy place. The top five people that you spend time with are going to be the people that you have the most values with, right? This isn't, you know, Becky's one of my top five, and Becky doesn't even follow the Lord. Like, when values change, relationships change. I'm going to say that again. When relationships change, values change. And you do have to let go of negative people. You have to let go of people that are not going where you're going. And listen, there's times that will look like people that don't know the Lord. And, you know, you always love people and stay in touch. But the majority in your life cannot be people that don't love God and follow God. It's not going to work out for you. Like, evil companions corrupt good morals. That's what the Bible says. And, you know, the next level of this is not just talking about Christians, but, I mean, not just talking about unbelievers, but talking about Christians. Like, I've realized in a short amount of time on this earth that we're not that kind of Christian. You know, I talk to young girls all the time. Hey, you know, oh, I have a boyfriend. Is he a Christian? Well, he said he's no. Then we're not that kind of Christian. We are not that kind of Christian. We're not looking for a guy that just, you know, this ain't Christian Mingle. There's some jokers and messed up people all over the internet trying to say they're saved. They'll say anything to like be with you. Come on, man. You need to make a decision that you're going to be wise about who you choose. And I mean, on a greater level for a spouse, these are like precious positions we don't get back. You don't get back. You're not supposed to get a redo. And so who are you spending the most time with? Who's in your life? Who's speaking into your life? And be careful. You know, the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you're experiencing. Be careful what you're reading. Be careful how many live streams you're watching. You know how many young people I have to deal with that have trauma because they follow every person's live stream on the earth and it doesn't work out for them? Like, be clean about what you're digesting. Be clean about who's in your life and who you're spending most time with, because it will corrupt you. It will. And on the other side, when you're around people that are healthy, that are pulling you to greater places, it grows you. It encourages you. It brings you to a stronger place in life. So, you know, today I just want you to know that this devotional is right on. Take an assessment of the people in your life, you know, look around, see who's in your life, and make a decision that, you know, that you are going to live a life that is clean from unhealthy attachments. You can't escape the fact that you work with certain people or that certain people are your family in your life. That's not, in no way am I telling you not to love people, and they're going to have a place in your life. But they better not be the top five people you spend the most time with, because there will be a time in your life that it's not going to work out well for you. So that's it for today. Evil Companions, I love it. Join us tonight in West Haven, Connecticut. We will see you Monday for Monday's devotional. And we got some special announcements next week for you. Can't wait to tell you. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.